At the end of the bitter battle for control of Way City, combat correspondent Sergeant Dale Dye talked to one of the first Marines to assault a heavily fortified enemy position.
Private First Class John D. Sims was one of the first men on the wall when Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, made their history-making assault. John, tell us a little bit about your observation of the battle for the wall.
That position was well dug in. I see we're about close to the wall, and it was so low that it had to take a direct hit from a rocket or airstrike before you can get them out of there. It was close to the ground, and you could bomb them all day long. They wouldn't come out of there, and when they come out, they'd be through bombing, they'd be ready to dang you again. The type of weapon they had AK-47 and rockets and mortars. And they used everything they could with the Atlas when we was coming out at walls.
Well, John, did these NVA seem to want to hold their position? Were they fighting what you would call harder than the average NVA does fight over here?
Definitely. They wanted that wall. They wanted to hold that wall. See, if they hold that wall, they could have had that wall for flank security. If any, you know, control the main part of the Way City, that's when they definitely want that wall to keep that wall. So naturally, they fought like they'd rather die before they even move, and that's what they did, too, in the same place.
Can you try to describe for us how you felt? You knew that there was nobody in front of you except the NVA, and behind you, you hoped, were your Marine buddies. Tell us how you felt.
Well, from my opinion, I felt scared. I was scared, and all around, my buddy was scared, but we know we had to do it. It was a job we had to do, so we went on trying to do it. Somehow, we just kept going. We couldn't turn back, because if we turned back, they sort of had us in a van. It was sniper fire from behind. So we just kept pushing them, hoping to go on till we come in contact with the rest of the company.
Normally in a place like Vietnam, it's not too personal a contact type of thing. I understand here it was almost a whites of the eyes type of thing. You were right up on top of them, and they were right up on top of you.
Several times I walked up on top of them when we was coming on that wall. As I was coming on this wall, and I had my weapon and saw like pulled on. Well, I was checking at this hole, and this NVA jumped up with AK-47 automatic. I don't see how he missed, but of course I was no more than about 3 feet, four to 5 feet away from him. And I had a weapon on automatic, and I just, on reaction there, I just fired back, hoping to get him. So I got him.
Well, John, once you were through the wall, tell us a little bit about the mopping up process, how you actually dug him out of the holes.
We dug him out of the hole by searching and destroying them. After we had known what we were expecting, what was coming off, so we thought any way we find that would look like a suspected of an NVA being in there, we'd either throw a grenade in there or either fire four or five rounds down in there. Before we even think about passing over the hole to leave it behind us where they want to ambush from behind them. So that's all the way we had confidence in ourselves that we would leave a clear job behind us.
Can you describe Operation Way City and this type of house-to-house fighting that we're encountering here with perhaps the fighting we've done before out in the rice paddies? How does it compare in your mind?
I say this is one of the toughest, the hardest fighting ever been done. In the rice paddy, you got a better chance than theirs or some kind of way. But the way we was fighting in this town is more hard than I ever seen encounter since I've been over here.
Private First Class John D. Sims of Pensacola, Florida, is one of the first Marines of Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment to assault the now infamous wall surrounding the Citadel during Operation Way City. This has been your Marine Corps reporter, Sergeant Dale Dye of the 1st Marine Division.